Subrit's 93.5 Red FM pe chal raha hai KA935. I'm in conversation with none other than the legendary wicket keeper Syed Kirmani from Namma, Bengaluru. It's the 38th anniversary of 1983 World Cup win. Sir, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much to him.
Sir, India versus Zimbabwe. Everybody was falling like a pack of cards.
Yes.
And then came the man, Kapil Dev. You were on the other end, faced 56 balls and kept on giving the strike to none other than the legendary Kapil Dev. What was happening in that match?
Now, normally I don't get batting having in front of me 7 all-rounders. I was never considered an all-rounder. I was in my towel and the toast in my mouth preparing myself for a good breakfast. Good shower and a good breakfast, right? So I was in the dressing room and suddenly somebody from outside, outside where all the players sit down. They said, "Hey, Kri, pad up." Okay, somebody shouted. And normally guys pull your legs often, you know, here and there just to play the fool around with you. So on those bases, I ignored that first shout. Then second shout was more serious. Chakara, yaar, pad up kar, yaar. Bolke pukara. Kaun pukara, mere ko malum nahi. Magar, main bola, something must be wrong somewhere.
Right.
Kyun pukara, ICS called me up. Same voice. So my window, may say, from the dressing room of the window, I just peeped into the scoreboard. My eyes, my eyeball literally popped out of my eyes when I read the scoreboard, 17-4-5.
17-4-5.
Yes, 17-4-5, the top five batsmen in sitting into the pavilion.
Huh.
As soon as I said, whoop, my towel dropped. Believe me, the towel dropped and I looked around. I hope nobody is seeing me with my towel down. Suddenly I looked left and right and then picked up my towel, tied it and rushed into the washroom. Very quickly I had my shower and then whether I had my toast or breakfast or not, I saw myself walking in.
Right.
We were 8 down.
Okay.
So when I went up to Kapil Dev, Kapil with his head down and crossed legs and the bat resting on the ground, you know, you can imagine when 8 wickets are down with hardly another 30 overs to go.
Right.
We played 60 overs there in those days.
Right.
Okay. So on those bases, I went up to Kapil and said, "Hey, Caps, listen, we are in a very, very dire situation. Do or die situation pe hai.
Right.
Hamar ko aise hi nahi marna hai.
Right.
Hamar ko agar marna hai, to maar ke marna hai.
Arre wah. Aapki is line pe, main ek cheez yahan pe kehna chahunga.
That was a big shout there. So, Kapil ne kaha, "Kiri bhai, humko 30 over khelni hai abhi." Main bola, "Don't worry, Caps. I'll do my best and I'll give you the best end of my life."
Hmm.
I have always been, you know, quoted as the crisis man of the Indian team. That label is with me. Okay. So, nevertheless, I told Caps, "Don't worry. Main hai, so aapko ek game khel ke, I'll give you 5 deliveries to play.
Right.
And you are the best hitter of the Indian cricket team.
Right.
You will hit 5 deliveries."
Right.
"Theek hai, Kiri bhai," bolke he just turned around and said, "I'll do my best. I'll give you the maximum stand."
Hmm.
And believe me, the first delivery I faced went concave, right in front of my nose.
Okay.
The second delivery went convex, you know, like bananas. Absolute curve. It was a heavy swinging atmosphere up there.
English conditions, right? Always like that.
Yes, yes, English conditions, and particularly in the county grounds.
Right.
Which is more greener, more grass on that pitch. Third delivery was a little away from the off stick and I whacked it for a four.
Right.
So this might have definitely motivated Caps. Okay, yaar, in this situation, this fellow has played so freely and whacked for a four. And he has told me that I'm the best hitter of the Indian team and I must hit each and every delivery.
Right.
So this would have definitely given him that moral boost into him. When he can hit, I'm a better hitter, I must hit. We had a fantastic partnership of 128 runs.
and 175 record runs.
My God, I've never seen such a fabulous innings from any cricketer till date.